Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, Blog Talk Radio listeners. We are so excited for this day because y'all know today is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Woo!
Hallelujah. So I really don't know. Y'all know every week I have some issues with my phone.
Exactly.
I'm going to need y'all to send in a love offering for a phone. Okay? I don't know what's going on, but it's telling me it's starting my live, but it ain't started. But if it is, y'all just tell me it is, and it's okay, because y'all know how I do. I get right over here on Lauren.
Good morning, Perry Robertson.
Good morning, Perry.
Wow, we love you.
To God be the glory. We're so excited, right,
Lauren? Yeah, and Perry, she's looking good.
What? Girl,
Sister
talk about
Perry,
it.
Girl.
Talk about it, Lauren.
You're looking hot, Mama.
Yeah. She's looking fabulous.
Yes.
Daughter of the Most High God.
Linda Esquivel from City Chapel.
Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah. Okay, so I'm just excited, and I'm just going to talk to my Facebook family, the Marlo Mosley page, and say good morning, because really I don't know what's going on. But it's all good. I don't know what he's doing. So, don't do what he do. Come check us out. It says they're starting the video. But okay, it don't matter. Good morning, Blog Talk Radio listeners.
Now.
Because it's all about the blog radio, and we're just so excited about what God is doing in your lives. Your lives, America.
We are, right?
Yes.
Good morning, Chick Becca. God bless
good
you.
Good morning, girl. Let me put my glasses on so I can say good morning to the
We just
want to
say good
people.
Morning to all our viewers. Thank you for tuning in with us.
Christine Hollander is watching, and we're so excited about Christine watching. And good morning, Linda. I know you, your heart is... And all of that is with us today. So y'all continue to pray for us as we are about the Father's business.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we don't really know what's going on. But we love you too, Chick Rebecca.
Yes.
Thank you so much. You are just as faithful for watching and supporting. And we're just so excited about that, right, Laura? So hallelujah.
Good morning. Good morning from, I don't know that language, but it's from
Pakistan, India. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for tuning in. God bless y'all.
Yeah, so we're so excited because, you know, we're going to always be obedient and bring the word of God.
Yes.
And that's what it's all about.
That's lovely.
Yeah. What you say,
Which
Lord?
Fire! La palabra de Dios que es lumbre es fuego.
Yes. So it was shaking my phone over here like it's like, don't wake up, okay? So whatever it takes, Okay, you can restart it, and we'll just go live again on that. So
y'all tune in, and mine or Edward's Pilates, y'all can tune in. Yeah.
Well, listen, today is part two of this amazing topic, Laura, which is God's love letters is fire. So we're so excited about the power of God and what he's doing, and not only in our lives, but in the lives of each and every one of us. And let me turn it around. Let me turn it around, see if we can get this. What's going on? I'm working it in. Y'all looking at the studio audience right now, America, so we're going to figure it out.
Well, let me send a shout-out to all my familia this morning.
Hallelujah.
This morning, as y'all tuning in, y'all have your coffee ready, your popcorn, whatever y'all want to bring out, and come in the room.
Come on
in
the room
at the mansion, and get your love letters, y'all.
Get your love letters.
This is the book of instruction, okay? And this book is going
to
lead you, guide you,
all truth,
give you the answer to everything and anything. I'm telling you, there's so many books out there. There's like Stephen King books, which is demonic. We got Harry Potter books, which are demonic. I'm going to be on Big Friend this morning. We have the Sunday for nothing but bad news. But let me tell you about this book right here. God's love letters, which is fire.
Woo!
This book right here is going to give you hope. First of all, it's going to give you the love of Christ Jesus. It's going to lead you, guide you, give you hope, give you restoration, give you life, give you shalom, peace. It's going to give you everything and anything that you need,
everything.
And it's going to lead you and guide you on the right path.
Hallelujah,
amen?
Hallelujah.
And it's like a mirror, guys, girls, ladies, brothers, sisters, grandma, grandpa, tío, tía. I'm just here to tell you that this book right here, open it up and read it. And as we give you the scriptures, we want you to write them down and study them for yourself. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm just sharing the book of instruction,
Come
the
on,
love
now.
Letters, which is fire.
Fire.
And I want to send out a special shout out to all my familia. Thank you, Jesus, because my familia keeps
growing.
Everybody that's tuning in, that's watching from around the world, we thank you. We love you. And we're here because of Christ Jesus,
thank
because
you,
of our Savior, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I want to send a special shout out to Reynosa, Mexico, the church called Es Tiempo de Dios, Brother Jesus Moreno. Dios te bendiga, hermano.
Hallelujah.
We want to send a shout out to all the audience here at the mansion that's here at the mansion. Good morning. Buenos dias.
Morning,
God bless
morning.
You. I want to send a shout out to everybody that's tuning in from City Chapel. My pastor, Pastor Bob, Pastor Candace, and everybody else that's tuning in. God bless you, and we love you. Everybody from Compassion of Christ, Pastor Gary Mitchell. God bless you. We love you, Pastor. And may the Lord continue to guide
yes,
you,
Lord.
Lead you also to soul winning. When we love Pastor Gary Wilkinson Jr., we love you. We love you. We love you. And
yeah.
I pray that God continue to bless in your reign in your life and bless you with everything that you need. And also from King Head Worship Center, Pastor
now.
Betty
Come
and Apostle Anthony Burns. Wow, we love
yeah,
you
yeah,
so
yeah.
much. We had a great time this Sunday doing the outreach
yes,
and we
awesome.
Fellowship, and it was beautiful,
wasn't it? Yeah.
So shout out to everyone there. A shout out to Outcast Ministries, Pastor Marcos
and
Posse. We love you. We see you this evening. At Outcast Ministry, we're going to be in Lancaster feeding homeless and first and foremost, giving them the love letters, which is fire. God's
Woo!
Love letters because there's hope. They're just going through trials and tribulations just like we all
That's
are,
it. That's
but
it.
There's hope with Jesus. And also, we want to send a shout out to Crosswalk Church.
Woo!
Woo! Pastor Bobby and Eric and
yeah.
Edward, Renee, everyone from Crosswalk, we love you.
We love
Thank you.
You
for tuning in. And
Hallelujah.
La Familia keeps growing and growing. And Fishers of Men,
yes.
Pastor Margaret and Martin Orsino, and
yeah.
every pastor that's there, Fred, Jerry, and everybody. We love
Pastor
you.
Jerry.
Thank
yes.
you for tuning in.
Thank
you, and
Lord.
Also, I want to send a special shout out to Becky Wilson. Becky Wilson. She's always Becca. Yeah, Becca Wilson. She's always tuning in. And
and
she said she loves watching the show because she said that a lot of times God gives her confirmation. And she stays in, God gives her confirmation. And also through the love letters, also she says she stays encouraged.
Amen.
She loves watching the Man Edition.
Yes, yeah, she does.
She loves watching Today. She loves watching God Encounters.
Yes,
and
she
says that every time she tunes in, she says she gets so encouraged and pumped up and be ready to, you know, do whatever the Holy Spirit wants her to do.
Amen.
So I just thank God for using us to
be
able to help others. And let me tell you, we're students.
Every day.
She's a student. I'm a student. We're all learning and growing. And I thank God that I'm not ashamed. I'm learning how to read it in Spanish. And I struggle at times. But I know I'm going to get better, Pastor Marlo. Thank you for giving me the opportunity that I'll be able to pray and reach out to the Spanish community and my brothers and sisters, and then I myself is learning, you know.
Hallelujah.
So I thank the Holy Spirit for what He's doing in our lives.
Amen.
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 Amen. Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. Listen, Rhonda Elkins says, "Good morning, beautiful lady. Love letters. Hallelujah."
What?
Yes. It's so exciting because listen, this is really the antidote, which means the cure. That's what the antidote means. It's the resolution of life. Which is, it is, it's love. And some of it, you know, a lot of times love is tough. You know, they call it tough love. Love is soothing. Love is so many things. So that's the love of God,
yes.
you know, and He illustrates it. And this word is God breathed.
Yes.
Even though it was
yes.
wrote way
yes.
many, many, many years ago, but it's Zoe. It's
yes.
life changing.
Yes.
It's living. It's a living word. And I just thank God for his love letter.
It'll burn
are.
Any dead thing.
Yeah.
And bring it to life.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes. So what we're going to do this morning is say, you guys come on in the mansion. Hang out with us this morning and hear what God is saying to you. Write these scriptures down. And we're not going to reteach part one, but you can go back and look at it on the blog radio or the Facebook. You can go back and pull it up and watch it. But we're going to kind of familiarize you with some of the scriptures for last week, which is Jeremiah 29. That's the key scripture. That's on our shirt. Because woo-hoo! This girl is on fire.
You woo-hoo! See our cup?
Yeah. To God be the glory. Good morning, Pastor Betty. Good to Brother Jeremiah. So I got a little script down here for you, Brother Jeremiah, here in this teaching today, because you brought the thunder.
Yes,
Sunday.
It did.
You always
yes,
bring the thunder
did.
Every Sunday.
Yes.
But it was just, it was so changing and moving, and I was like, wow, and the power of the three.
A three-stranded course, not even
broken. Come on now, it was so
the Father,
awesome.
The Son, the Holy Spirit.
Woo! So if you guys need a dance ministry, really, at your event, church, whatever, please contact Marlo Monte,
yes.
Laura Kelly, because we got the real hookup, the real anointing, that is fire, for real. So we're going to talk about the illustration of that. As soon as we talk about that, because it's in the teaching, you guys get to pushing it on the buttons over here, and we're going to get the right information for you from Brother Jeremiah.
What was the name of the song y'all danced, all three of y'all that y'all did?
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
The Lord's song.
Yeah, you talking about
they
life changing?
Wow.
You talking about that Zoe fire worship?
I mean, we were weak.
Woo! Yeah,
I mean, the
we
presence
all were.
Of the Holy Spirit was
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was healing.
Yeah.
It was anointing of healing.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're gonna talk about that miracle. We getting a little
yes.
ahead of ourselves. We are gonna pull
yes.
on back over
yes.
here
yes.
and hear what God is saying this morning. Because listen, it's all about the fire,
yes.
which is the Holy Spirit. And make sure you go to Jeremiah 20:9. Go to Jeremiah 29:11, and then Jeremiah 5:14. Write those scriptures down because they were last week. Go back and look at the teachings as we talked about before. But we also talked about fire is one of the most powerful things in the book, in his word. It really is. And, you have, and that's why we're teaching on this, because y'all know we say it all the time because
yeah.
we're walking it, but the Lord wanted us to really break this teaching down and how it has penetrated our lives,
yeah.
our minds and our hearts. And we're just so excited about the
yes,
fire.
Yes.
So, Laura, what's
yes.
on your heart about it today?
Well, I'm just thanking God for it because it just, I have hope every morning, every time that I'm not sure of something or any time I'm going through something. This is the answer to everything. I just thank
yeah.
God that, and when we say it's fire, it's alive, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you speak. You know how the word of God says there's life and death in the tongue. What you speak, it shall come to pass. You know, if you speak, Lord Jesus, I thank you for miracles in my life. Let me tell you, he will do a miracle in your life. If you ask God, I'm asking for a divine appointment this morning in the name of Jesus, he will give you a divine appointment. If you tell him, Lord Jesus, right now I'm dealing with some issues and I just need shalom, I need peace, he will give you shalom, he will give you peace. So it's alive, it's living word, and I just thank God for his love letter.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I do too, Laura. So listen, read Jeremiah 20:9, and then we're going to roll to Leviticus 6:13.
La palabra de Dios que
es lumbre es fuego.
God's love letters, which
is fire. Woo!
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts, Espíritu Santo. Sigue dirigiendo nuestros corazones. Y en el libro de Jeremías 20, verso 9, la palabra de Dios dice, y dije, no me acordaré más de él, ni el alabaré más en su nombre. No obstante, había en mi corazón como un fuego ardiente, metido en mis huesos, trataré de sufrirlo y no puede. ¡Woo! ¡Gloria a Dios!
Y'all feel that. I don't know what you said, but I know I can feel it. That's beautiful, though, Laura. So listen, his word is in my heart. That's what the word is saying. And the heart is really, you know, God is the God of the heart. So his word is in my heart. It's like a fire. Shut up in my bones. And that is so consuming. And that's where the Holy Ghost nature comes from. Okay? Because when it's in your heart like that and you just get into this place. So listen, I am weary of holding it in. I'm telling you, indeed, I cannot do it. Come on now, we can't do it. I don't know how people do it because it's like so tangible,
yes.
life changing.
Yes.
So we just thank God for Jeremiah 29 because it really talks to us about, you know, go ahead and let it out. Go ahead. go ahead, let it out. You know, be radical.
Yes.
Be peculiar. Be ridiculous.
Yes.
Okay? God has given us permission in Jeremiah 29. We cannot hold it in.
Yeah, wake up praising him. This is the day. Ooh. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Oh,
that the Lord has made.
Yeah.
I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Woo! Come on, Lord. That's it.
Worship
him. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Woo!
This is the day.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Woo!
Hallelujah. How many of y'all get on up? I bet y'all up now. Okay. Get your coffee, get your love letters, and walk it out today, America, because this is the day. Come on now.
There's Becca Wilson.
Come on
we
now.
Talk about you today,
she said
sister.
It's in her bones.
Yes.
She said it's so much a part of your body that I won't leave. Part of the fibers that make you up.
Woo!
That's what she said. It makes you up, so wake up, America.
Yes.
I'm telling you. And wake up on purpose, right, Laura?
Yes.
You know, like Laura was saying, get your instructions for the day
yes.
and do it with a zeal.
Yeah.
You know?
And don't take it personal. People talk about you. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
They're not where you at. You know, just enter his presence
yeah.
and he will give you shalom and peace and joy and woo, hallelujah.
We were talking about last week how fire also symbolizes the transforming energy of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It is an energy. It's a transforming
yeah.
energy. Because it's like throwing the wave. Y'all
yeah.
know how we used to break dance in the club. Come on now. Y'all
yeah,
throw the
yeah,
wave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all remember.
Y'all
remember.
Like y'all didn't do that. Okay. Y'all know how I used to throw the wave. No, did you ever throw the wave?
Yeah.
Okay, so supernaturally, that's what the Holy Spirit does. It does. It's like fire.
Yes.
You know, it's like I was last week when we talked about the fires in California, remember, and how
mm-hmm.
The wildfires, and they call in all these different fire departments. Well, when I turned on the news the other day, well, it was even on Facebook how the fires were so consuming, they were catching the car lots,
yes.
and the cars were blowing up.
Yes.
But if we can really be, you know, that was so prophetic to me.
Yeah.
You know, I pray for the people in the car lots. I did. That's so. But when you know the fire coming, you got to call 100 people to move your car.
Yes.
No, really.
Yes.
But if we would get on the move like that,
yes.
you know, that was so symbolic
yes.
of what God is talking about to his people. We got to get connected and
yes.
lock arms together
yes.
and
yes.
catch on
yes.
fire.
Yes.
And, you know, go out and tell somebody and love on somebody.
Yes. And in the workplace where I used to work that I shared with y'all last week, that people would talk about me and they would say, Laura Kennedy gets high before she comes to work. She smokes marijuana. Everybody there was talking about me that I smoke marijuana. I used to once upon a time.
Right.
But let me tell you, now I get high with Jesus,
yeah.
and there's
now.
No high like the Most High.
The Most
and you
high.
Know what? As I remember the old me, you know, when I spent all that money for the marijuana,
oh,
wasted
yeah.
money. You can't really think straight, y'all. But when you're high with Jesus and
what
his word
say?
And his worship and his songs, which is living word, let me tell you, there's no high like the Most High, and I will go there blessing people with burritos and tacos and donuts, and nobody was giving nothing to each other. And as you become the example, the light to darkness,
come on,
you take off whatever they're saying, because you know who you are, and you know it's not them. We have to forgive them, for they not know what to say, just like God forgave us. And love, love, when God said love covers a multitude
it
of
does,
sins,
it
God's
really does.
Greatest commandment of all, they got no choice but to love you back, because let me tell you, a lot of them started being nice to me, because at first they were not nice to me, and then later they were all being nice, and everybody was sharing food, everybody was bringing and blessing me with stuff, and I mean, it just spread.
It's
the
fire.
Love.
It's
and
the
it
fire.
Was the fire,
yeah.
it was the love, and it was nothing I did, it was the love of Christ Jesus in me.
That's it.
And then a lot of them will start asking me questions. You know, what is it about you? What is it? And when they knew that I was sold out for Jesus and that I love Jesus, when they were going through stuff, they're going to come to you. And they're going to ask you to pray for them. And sometimes you might not have the answer. But you could say, hey, let me bless you with the Bible.
Yeah.
You know? And why don't you ask Jesus into your heart? And he will help you. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will show you. And let me tell you, there was many Bibles that I was able to bless people with, because I don't have the answer to everything, but I know who that.
That's it.
King Daddy,
that's it.
Jesus.
That's it. That's
and so I just want to encourage y'all to just fall in love with Jesus.
Yeah. And just be you.
Be
you.
You
know?
Be who you are.
Yeah, just be you, because I think we get caught up in, I mean, God knows I wish I could dance like Jeremiah. Hello? But that's not my portion. My portion is right here. Okay? But the fire of God, when, you know, he created you. You know, he's a creator. He knows, he made you. And he knows all about you. And you can really get activated. I was listening to Pastor Jay speak this morning, and his illustration was he had a young man, like a young man, like about 10 or 12, on a piano. And then he had an experienced piano player. And he was showing that, you know, a lot of times we get so caught up because it ain't happening. You're not that accelerated person. Just stay in that place. Keep hitting the keys. You know, keep hitting the keys until you are matured. Because that's that place of the elder, the maturity. Because that when they was teaching on that yesterday, a lot of people, like, when the Word of God says, you know, go to the elders and lay hands on you. Well, the elder is not always the big long beard clergyman with the big collar. The elder is the mature people that are matured and seasoned to walk you through the processes of, you know, of what you're going through and to help you and encourage you. But so many times we sit down on our gifts because it's not benefiting us, we think.
And bury them.
Yeah, you know, that's like the talent, the gift. Yes. We can't do that. You know, we have to make sure that we are hearing God and doing the things that he's calling us to do and do them and do them unto the Lord. Like
yes,
Lord said.
Yes. Good morning, Jack. We miss you, Jack.
Good morning, brother.
You haven't called us.
Because I'm sweating over here. I need some cold lemonade or something that you always bring, but it's all good. Lord got us some cold water, so to God be the glory.
And y'all can always call in the blog radio. It's 646-668-2247. We would love to hear from you. Amen.
Jazz, I want to say welcome back. Welcome back, Jazz. Look at how beautiful.
Yes.
So amazing. So I'm just so excited for who God is because he's a healer. You know, he's a way maker. He's a miracle worker. He's a promise keeper. He's a light in the darkness.
Yes.
That is who he is, our God. And I'm just so excited to be a true ambassador, you know, and to represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords just today.
Yes.
I just thank God for today.
I love bragging. I love when you brag on my daddy and our daddy. I love bragging on Papa because he's so good.
Yes, he
he's
is.
So faithful even when we're not
Come
faithful.
On now, Lord.
He says, his grace endurance forever.
He
his
does.
Grace, his love, his, oh my God.
And his mercy.
And his mercy.
Woo!
Grace and mercy endures forever. And what I love about that even when we mess up, yes, there is consequences to bad choices, but when everybody gives up, he never.
Yeah.
He restores everything and anything. That's why I just thank God, and I just want God to touch each and one of y'all that's watching right now, that y'all will gravitate to what we're sharing, because this is not about us. We're just being obedient vessels and just sharing the love of God, the gospel, and we just pray that God will touch y'all's lives.
Yes, Lord. And when you seek him, you know, that's it right there. Just, you know, stay in his face. You know, continue to seek the Father for, you know, for what he's calling you to do. And don't be worried about what everybody else is doing. I think that's the issue. We get so caught up in what other people are doing, or we trying to raise a standard to what they do. You just be where God's called you to be, because you don't understand the depth of how effective you will be right where you're at, you know, and make an impact on your home, first of all. And then as we go out into the communities, and, you know, because a lot of times we get so caught up and on the fire and get out there, and we be. I love how Pastor Betty and Pastor Burns teach. We get working for God, but you ain't trying to hear God. What are we doing? You know, a lot of times that reverts into us just doing it for us, you know, but we have to stay on course and we have to run the course because this is a race and it's a great race. So, as we were talking about the fire that symbolizes the transforming energy of the Holy Spirit and the action in forms of tongues, that's fire, the Holy Spirit rested upon the disciples the morning of Pentecost. Guess what, America? It can rest on you, too. You know, every morning, it can rest on you. It could be Pentecost in your life every single day because of what Christ did. Because there can be fire also in your worship. And that's what we experienced on Sunday. We experienced it every Sunday. But this Sunday was an amazing impartation of worship in the dance.
Yes.
And the fire was on these mighty men and women,
yes.
young men and women,
yes.
people traveling with no hidden agendas, no, you know, really, you know, we really, I mean, really, when you look at these young children, come on, what's going on with the season phase? These young children that get in their cars and they come here and they want to be a blessing. They want to impact a community. They come from, what, 100 miles away, hundreds of miles away.
They were awesome.
And they wasn't asking for anything. They just wanted their gifts to illustrate and illuminate.
Yes.
And the fire of God fell, and
yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes.
I could not contain
it
myself.
It did.
Yes,
really,
so
did.
I'm just so excited to be connected to people who have a heart. See, that's what it is. When you have the heart for it, come on, Laura Kelly.
And that song that Lisa and her daughter sang, All I Want to Do is Worship. All I Want to Do. Oh, my.
Yeah.
They, woo.
Yeah. Just,
worship
it was just
him.
a beautiful
time. Song for it to
play. Yeah. Yeah, but I just salute you, Brother Jeremiah, today for your gift.
Yes.
And how you illustrate and it's in your belly. It's fire, you know, and passionate about it, you know, to see him. And then when they do these, and the music cuts off on them sometime, and they keep
going
to worship, and it's just beautiful.
And you know what was so powerful about it is because they were in unity in one accord.
Yeah,
and when
so
there's
powerful.
Unity, y'all, there's power. Authority.
Come on now.
Woo!
You can shift an atmosphere.
Yes.
You can shift a community. You can shift a neighborhood. You can
shift
whatever your assignment is to do, but it's got to be in your heart.
Yes.
You know, and you could see that it illustrated. It was just such a beautiful thing. So we salute. What were their names of the young men and women? So we want to say good morning to Isaiah and Alexis, the worship dancers that were at the King's Haven Worship Center, the Church Without Walls event this weekend. And we just want to pray over them, Lord.
And they were not competing. They were
completing. Come on now.
The kingdom work.
Yeah.
It was powerful, y'all.
So do you want to pray for them now or after the show? Let's pray.
Okay.
Ready?
Father, we just thank you for this. Mighty men and women, young mighty men and women, our future generation, God. We thank you for their obedience as they came to be about your business, Father. We thank you as they did it unto us and every soul that was there, God, that they did it unto you, God. So we speak blessings over their path, Father. We speak blessings over their life, Father. We thank you, Father, for the doors that you're going to open for them, for their obedience, Father. And I pray for the many souls, Father, that they're going to touch, Father, and healings are going to take place, Father. And we thank you, Father, that you will get glorified.
Yes, God.
It's for
you.
Your glory,
Hallelujah.
God, because without you, we can't do nothing, God. So I thank you for them. And I pray, Father, that you continue to reign in their lives in a mighty way, Father. And we're not asking, we're expecting. In the mighty name of Jesus, the name of all names, we pray. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to roll on to Leviticus 6 and 13 this morning. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Good morning, Kathy Griffin. Don't forget about the New Wine Empowerment Group, sister. Oh, I'm already on the commercial. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm back. Like Sue Brooks said,
we're doing it already?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Okay. God's love letters, which is
fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre
es fuego.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our
Thank
hearts.
You, Lord.
Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Y en la palabra del libro Levítico, libro 6, versículo 13, la palabra de Dios dice, el fuego arderá constantemente
Hallelujah.
En el altar y no se apagará.
Woo! Glory to you. Thank you, Father. I'm telling you, Leviticus 6 and 13 says, the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. That means that whatever fire is in your heart, the altar is your heart. Whatever your fire is, and how, I'm telling you, the illustration of the love is so powerful. And, you know, I just want to sometimes open myself up. And say, Lord, create in me a clean heart today. Because every day we need some new stuff.
Every day.
Okay?
It's a daily walk.
And renew a right spirit in me. Because yesterday I wanted to slap you. Okay? So today is a new day. We say it's the day that the Lord has made. And we're going to rejoice. And we got to get some new stuff cleaned up out of us on a new day. Because yesterday is never going to come back.
Yeah.
It's today that matters. And we have to line up. You know, and that's the place we're going to talk about the six keys here in just a second after we go to our commercial and come back of how It's the 15 to keep the fire of God burning in your life. We're going to talk about that, but right now we're going to go to commercial or our commercial break. And I just thank God for the great weekend that we had at our Church Without Walls
yes.
event. And I just, you know, you guys stay. We're going to keep that before the front of you because the apostle said we're going to do that again really soon. And it was very effective. And we just always want to get together and be about the Father's business because it's all about making an impact in our community,
yes.
you know, and touching the hearts of the people.
Yes.
Because that's what it's all about, you know, the each one, reach one, as we talk about that. But right now we want to talk about this Friday, July 5th, will be our New Wine Empowerment Group with Pastor Betty Byrne. And we're blowing the trumpet. I got to get a shofar.
Yes.
Sometimes we just got to blow the shofar. Okay? This teaching is so powerful. And I'm telling you, sometimes Pastor Betty can teach on one scripture. And it's so weighty and meaty. Till it, I mean, it takes you into a whole new dimension.
Sometimes
she teaches
Boy.
On 4 or 5. But I'm telling you, if you got to get in the place. Get your face in the place so you can hear what God is saying to you. That's this Friday from 6:30 to 8:30, the New Wine Empowerment. If you want to be empowered and inspired in a whole new dimension, you gotta get this.
You
this.
Will
yeah.
never be the
come
same
on now, Laura.
When you come and hear this mighty woman of God.
Because
I was already on fire.
yeah, talk
okay?
about it.
But ever since I've been surrounded by these mighty women of God and Pastor Betty,
yeah.
I mean, the word just like new revelation, new understanding every day.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow.
It's so
awesome. Yes.
That's that word, Pastor, I can say it's awesome. So okay? Because it is.
It's caliente.
Yeah, and it's fire.
It's
all of that. But, you know, and it's just so beautiful how people, you know, be containers of the glory and the anointing. And, you know, we have to really, we have to get, you know, make time to sit in the presence of the people and be encouraged and learn some new stuff. Like Laura says, we're learning, growing, and knowing. And we
yes.
have to sit at the feet of these people who have been at the feet of God for many, many
yes.
years and
yes.
hear what God is saying for such a time as this.
And y'all, we're going to make mistakes, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Everything's not always going to be perfect, but we will be perfected in Christ Jesus.
That's
he
it.
Will perfect us.
He will.
So if you messed up, just get up.
Just get
if
up.
If you fall, get up.
Get up.
And keep going, because
yeah.
everybody out might, they might give up, but God will not. Jesus will not, never, 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 ever, ever, ever give up.
He
Amen?
It. He does. And I just thank God for that. So we're just encouraging you guys to come out on Friday, and I'm telling you, make sure you bring a dish, because we fellowship food, fun, and the word of God. You
yes.
know, so we do that at 6:30. That's when we begin to break bread. We come together and we fellowship. And then in
you
the
pray.
End, yeah.
We have laughter,
yeah.
which is good medicine.
Yeah. It's just life. It's a new way of breathing, you know. And we're just so encouraged. And that's here on the first Fridays of every month at the Mansion on Park Road, 2700
yes.
Little Park Road Drive, Cantigo, hashtag Arlington, Texas, 76013. We'll put it on the Facebook. I think I did that. So you'll see it. If you're my friend, Laura will share it and everyone will too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So that's what we do. So
yes.
we want to encourage you guys to come out on Friday. Also, we got one more drum roll. We are now in the process of taping our Kingdom Talk show for the Roku TV channel. So if you are ready to broaden your business, your ministries, your as an author, music, just whatever your businesses are, feel free to contact me here at Mansion on Park Road, and you too can allow yourself to go to the next dimension. In front of 13 million viewers every week. So we're excited about that. Also, here at the Morning the Mansion Media Studio, if you are wanting to have your own blog radio, feel free to contact us here at Mansion Media Studio at yahoo.com, and you too can have your place. And make sure that's your place of grace. Amen. Everybody's not grace to be.
Yeah. And also, if you know somebody's birthday that's coming up, like mine's coming up on July 20th, here at the mansion, summer's birthday's coming up.
Summer.
They do pedicures, manicures, they do massage, they do, you could come chop. I mean, you just could get it all here and bless that person or bless yourself. How about that? Or bless your wife, your girlfriend, whatever, you know.
Or your
friend.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of, And not only that, but also if you need prayer while you come get your pedicure or massage, we'll pray for you, right,
hallelujah,
sister?
Because
every time I come, sometimes I do Rabbi Blessings, and people be getting their hair done, nails done, and we get to fellowship, we get to pray, and Jesus is hope.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yes. Yeah. One more announcement. Drum roll, please. Yes! We have our very first new addition here. I'm so excited. Shauna Sam, who is in the house, and she's also our artist here at the mansion. So if you are wanting to do a paint party,
yes,
we have the Sip and Brush on site.
Woo!
Yes, so we're so excited about the new business adventure here at the mansion on Park Road. So if you want to do your events here, you know, it's a paint party, you know, paints, all that, but this is Sip and Brush. And when you get into an atmosphere that's anointed and appointed for the art, you know, and the gifts. So if you wanted to do that, to book that, we will get her information to you. So just ask for it. We'll give it to you. And you too can celebrate. But today, I want to say happy birthday, Amber! Today is Amber Skye's birthday, and I'm so excited for her. So I called her this morning at 6 o'clock, and she didn't answer. Who ain't up at 6 on their birthday? I don't know. But that was her. And I was like, happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Amber.
Something in there. Uh-huh. I put happy birthday, cha cha cha. Did I do that? Love you, Amber. Happy birthday, cha cha cha.
Excited. Yes. So that's always beautiful when you know when you can just you know when people wake up you have another year to celebrate to be about.
Be thankful and grateful for God allowing you to see another blessed year.
Blessed.
We're blessed.
Yeah.
Every morning you wake up, that's a blessing.
Amen. So, you know, we are back on our blog radio, so we just wanted to encourage you guys today, you know, if you're, you know, trying to, like, really go into the next dimension, you know, get connected to people who are where you're trying to be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so important. But we're going to continue the Word of God today, and we're going to talk about the six keys to keep the fire burning in your life, okay? And one of the most amazing keys, it's the most important, is thanksgiving. Because we got to get out of the place of waking up complaining. We wake up on a complaint.
And wanting more stuff.
Yeah.
Never enough.
Okay.
I want this. I want that. Give me this. Give me that. I don't have this. I don't have that.
Come on now.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Just first of all for touching us this morning.
Yes.
Thank you. So we have another opportunity today to be what we're called to be. Right, Laura?
And thank you for this hot day. Thank you that we have cold water. Thank you that we have air conditioning. Thank you that we have a fan. Thank you, you know?
Yeah, because I was talking to the girls yesterday, the little girls at our ministry, the Jayla and Jay Marie. I saw them, and I was asking them, you know, what were they, you know, thankful for? And, you know, they were like, they was like a deer in headlights almost. Like. So I was talking to them about living in America. I was like, do y'all know how blessed we are to be here in America? And they were like, no. Okay, well, we're going to break it down because we are so blessed that we have freedom, first of all, to ride in a car. We're so blessed that we have freedom to, like when we go to church on Sunday, some countries, they can't praise you. They was
freedom.
Like, really? Yes, really. We have to get into a place of really, really in our heart being thankful for just today and just being able to have liberty, you know, and to be, like we have liberty to be here in front of you today. Some people will lose their lives. I mean, if they even probably thought about it, let's not get on a different, because you know what I'm saying, Laura?
Mm-hmm.
It's so important that we understand how blessed we are, America, to be able to have liberty to talk about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the fellowship and sit at restaurants and just, you know,
like my 3-year-old granddaughter, Liliana, last night when we went to sleep, we always have to say a prayer. And I say, normally I go first. And I say, you go first, Lily. And she put her arm around my neck and she hugged me. And she says, Lord, thank you for my grandma. Thank you for my mommy. Thank you for my toys. She was just thanking God for, you for candy. They love candy, y'all. They love sweets, even though they get, diaper.
real. Yeah.
And you know, out of a babe's mouth.
Come on now.
You know, she was not praying, asking for
stuff.
Her.
Yeah.
She, thank you for my grandma. You know, that really blessed me that she started praying like that.
That's so
know?
Beautiful.
And then she goes, Ora bashita, hara bashita. She's learning how to speak in tongues from Pastor Edward over here.
Yeah. She does. It's so awesome.
She
no, really.
Say, I'm serious.
And that takes us back here when we were talking about the attributes of the fire. A three-year-old
yeah.
who already
goes,
has,
tarabachi.
Yes, the language of the Pentecost. The three-year-old.
She said, I don't know what I say, Grandma, but Jesus knows.
That's
yes,
so,
she does.
But guess
yes,
what,
Mary?
We don't know either.
Yeah.
But we do it, you know. So let's talk about the second thing. The first thing is Thanksgiving. Write these down. The second thing is repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's so important that we really get in a posture of, you know, getting in the face of God. And repentance is not always taking off your clothes, laying all out. And it's not all of, not really. It's just saying, you know, telling Lord. no, really. I'm just saying what God is saying. It's not about all that. It's about talking to the Lord, turning to him, and never going back to that old place. Just taking that turn, looking in the face of God and say, Lord, forgive me, for I know not the depth of what I was doing. Some of us know what we're doing, but we don't really know the depth of what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and turn to God and continue
yeah.
to seek his face and run after him and everything that he has for you. I'm telling you, that's really what repentance is right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
And sometimes we get in situations because we really don't know,
yeah.
really. But when you come into the knowledge, I mean quickly.
Yeah.
Quickly get in the face of God and
yeah.
repent.
Yeah.
You know, because that's a place of purification
yeah.
in your heart.
Yeah.
And God knows that you really mean it. Because
yes.
he's the God of the heart.
Yes.
He knows when you're playing and perpetrating.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
right, Laura?
Yeah, because there's been times where I got into an argument with a family member and I was supposed to speak blessings and there was no blessings coming out. But I know better.
Yeah.
You know, and I had to ask God to forgive me. I said, God, I messed up. That was none of you. And forgive me.
Yeah.
And I, the conviction is strong. And but you know what? I don't make no excuses.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
Because God expects more from me.
That's right.
And then I go to my family member and I say, you know what? I'm sorry. I was wrong. Even if they started it, it don't matter. But I know
right.
better. You know. And then you will feel better.
You do. And you know,
it happens, y'all.
It
happens,
frees you
okay?
up, though. It
Can we
brings freedom.
Transparent? It
yeah.
happens.
It brings
okay?
freedom, though. It really does,
yes.
Laura, because that's bondage. That's a trick of the
yeah.
enemy. That's an emotional trick, okay, that will trick you and have you flipping, turning car wheels like the Exorcist.
And then they said to me, yeah, you should know better. You tell people about Jesus, and you should know better. And I'm just looking at them like, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I don't even make excuses. They're right.
Yeah.
But not to justify what they did also. But see, too much is given, much is required.
Right.
God
That's
expects
right.
more from me,
That's
you
right.
know, because I'm further out and I should know. Yeah,
yeah.
yeah I should be the more mature.
That's it right
you know?
There.
And I'm not going to make no excuses. And then they look at me like, then later they'll be like, you know what, we're sorry. We shouldn't have talked to you that way. We shouldn't have said that. But I thank God for the communication. Mm-hmm. For the sharing of the heart, you know, what was in my heart, what came out was wrong, but then I repented. And then they knew they were wrong, too. And then they asked forgiveness, and then there's peace. Because you know what? I've known families that got into it, and they didn't talk to each other for years.
Yeah.
I'm like, over something really petty.
Yeah.
I've known people that, why aren't y'all talking? Well, she said this, I said this, and they're not talking for
okay.
3 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
One thing about me and my family, sometimes, I'll be honest, we get on each other's nerves. I'm sure I get on their nerves, but we're quick to say we're sorry, like in equipment.
You have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to
And
do
make
that.
Peace.
Yeah.
And I said, devil, no weapon formed against us will prosper. If God is for us, to be against us. And there will be love, there will be unity, there will be reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
And then we keep it going, you know? And that's what I thank God for my family,
yeah.
that we make up right away.
That's
yeah.
You know, that's love, you know.
Yeah.
And we learn from our mistakes. That's
yeah.
why I love it when you say learning, growing, and knowing.
Yeah.
We have to, every day, if you're not learning something every day, you need to get back in the mirror.
And it's okay if y'all disagree, because
yeah.
I disagree with my family, and they disagree with me, but can we still love each other? Can we
right.
still, you know,
yeah.
communicate?
And that's in every relationship,
yeah.
whether it's family
yeah.
or
yeah.
ministry or whatever, and it's okay to disagree to disagree. It's okay. It's all about respect and honor, you know, and a lot of stuff you're not going to understand, especially when it's not your business. You know, you just pillar and support, and, you know, in the end, we will elevate or we'll learn from it. Either way, you know. But it's so important. So the first one was Thanksgiving, the second one was repentance, and the third one is understanding. Okay? It's so important that we really get that, because we first of all have to understand who God is. We really have to understand that, because a lot of, you know, some people think that God is really the Godfather. No, really, because, you know, the stuff we were taught, and I love when Pastor Betty said, we got to be really taught this stuff, because we were taught that God's going to get you, you know, you're going to hell, and, I mean, all this, like, who want to be close to God like that, you know, you're going to have to pay for what you do, and there is a seed in the heart, and there is that. Some people say, it's karma. No, it's seed time and harvest time. What you sow is what you reap, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. And we, and we have to know that. So we really have to understand who God is, and He's a loving Father. Just like in the natural, you have your natural parents, how loving they are, and wonderful that, well, God is even, I mean, a kabillion times more of a lover, because He gave His only Son. That was the ultimate illustration, because I don't know if I could just lay Jazz down like that. America. I'm just trying, saying, you know, but that's ultimate love, you know, and I love the illustration of Abraham with the Isaac and the sacrifice and how he really was going to take his son's life because he wanted to, he wanted to fulfill his purpose with the Father. But God always have a ram in the bush. He always going to have a ram in the thicket, as it says in the Word. You know, He's got the answer. He just want to see what we're going to do, because He's a God of the heart. But we have to understand who God is, and not just what He is for you. Because a lot of people say, you know, I ask God to bless you with this, and He is a blessing, you know. But we have to be stewards in order to get the next dimension of blessing. And then we get to that place where God didn't answer my prayer. Yes, He did. He said no. Right now. You know, we were talking about when Edward was getting ready to go to Uganda, and we wanted to send our shouts out to the crosswalk there in Uganda right now. They're in our prayers and everything, but, you know, we were talking about that, and he was wanting to go, and I think, was it problems with your passport, Edward?
Birth certificate.
Forget
the passport.
Yeah, okay.
He's going to get it.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not, maybe not that he wasn't supposed to go, but it wasn't right now. You know, and you have to know that. You know, a lot of times we have these desires, and we want to move on these things, or whatever they may be, but it may not be right now. You know, God may be wanting to do some more stuff, or God was using him here, because now he's here holding up the church. He's here holding up the pastors while they're over there.
Rick, you know. God encounters his pride. God encounters his pride. He gets to hold it. See?
It's true. So you just have to know, but that's just an illustration.
Yeah.
You know, not to be picking on him, but thank God that he allows us to use him.
Yeah.
But we have to know that, and you have to know that we got to get these things in order for Thanksgiving. We got to get the repentance in place. We got to make sure that we're able to walk these things out for God to trust us even the more, you know, with new dimensions of the clarion call, you know, that he's called us to do. So let's talk about the fourth thing. The fourth thing is, America, we have to stand. Come on now. Stand on the word of his promises, because it's his love letter, which is fire.
It's lube. It's fuego.
Yeah, so that takes us to 1 Peter 5 and 7. Come on now.
Pedro, el libro de Pedro.
Yeah, that takes us to 1 Peter. So,
God's love letters, which is fire, la palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Y en el libro de Pedro primero, capítulo 7, verso 5, verso 7, y dice, echando toda vuestra ansiedad sobre él, porque él tiene cuidado de vosotros.
That's it.
Gloria a
Dios.
That's
it. 1 Peter 1:7. Yeah, 5 and 7. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. He really does. And that's the place of surrender. That's the fifth component of the six keys. We have to learn to surrender everything, from the smallest to the biggest. We cast our cares. Why? Because he cares for you. And that's how you see his greatness illustrate and demonstrate in your life. Because when we start trying to do it our way, the way we think, see, that takes us out of the speaking and we go into the thinking. We start thinking about, well, God, let me see what I can do. I think that when we even speak it, I think this is what I want to do or what I need to do. And ain't nobody asked God nothing. And then when it don't manifest and it don't work, everybody get mad at God. And you even take a step farther, America. We get mad at the people of God that are seeking the Father. You know, it's so important. And it's a thin line. It really is. You know how that song goes, a thin line between love and hate? It's a thin line between obedience and disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a thin line of having it our way or having it God's way.
Yes.
You know, right, Laura?
And what's so beautiful, you know how it says casting off.
Off.
It says off, meaning anything big or small.
That's true.
Care upon him. He cares for you. And there was this lady in Lancaster last week, that she asked God for a backpack. She was needing a backpack real bad. And she prayed for a backpack to God. And she believed also, you have to believe, that God will bless her with it. So then she went to some gathering or some worship somewhere, some church. And she got blessed with her backpack. But not only did she get the backpack, but it was full of stuff. It had hygiene items. It had brushes. It had... She's weeping when she's taking it.
Wow.
She goes, the Lord hurt me. He hurt my knee, you know? And so it might be small for y'all, she said, because she shared the testimony in front of everybody. But for her, it was, you know,
it
like that intimacy, that relationship with God. And so God cares. He cares
does.
For the small things and the big things. My son's, my sister's daughter-in-law, brother, he wanted to go to youth camp with the City Chapel, and he came like a week before they left, and he hadn't raised the money, with 200 something, and we prayed, and he believed that he will go, and guess what? The day of, we got a call saying that somebody didn't get to go, and he was able to go, but he asked God, and together, asked God, and it was $250, and he got to go.
A paid for trip.
Yes, and he was so blessed and touched by God at the camp, so see, God cares.
Yeah, he does.
He cares for you and any other person that you care for.
He
hears.
But what did he do, Laura, before
he packed the night up.
Yeah, supernaturally.
So when I called my daughter-in-law, I was on my way to church, and they said somebody dropped out and they couldn't go. And he said that him and my son Luke had already packed that night before because they believed.
They believed. So, and when that happened, what did you think about Jazz and the bag?
Yeah, I thought about Jazz when she got her. She packed her bag 5 years before she got her kidney.
Yeah.
So you know,
it's so true.
But God cares. He cares. You know, God cares.
He does. He cares about everything.
Yeah.
So that takes us into key number six, which is simply trust. The only way to trust, though, is you got to get into the place of thanksgiving. Then you got to surrender. And then you really got to understand. And then when you understand, you just got to stand. Because we always still trying to move and do and, you know, do what we think and all that. You just stand. And then when you learn how to stand, you just surrender.
Yes.
And when you surrender, that's that place you done went into the overflow of your trust, which is your faith.
Yes.
And that takes us to Proverbs 3:5-6.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Your heart.
So God is telling us in these components of how to really walk these out.
God's love letter,
which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Proverbios 3, versos 5, 6, la palabra de Dios dice, nunca se aparten de ti la misericordia y la verdad. Altas a tu cuello, escríbelas en la tabla de tu corazón, y hallarás gracia y buena opinión ante los ojos de Dios y de los hombres.
Aleluya.
It says, fíjate de Jehová de tu corazón y no te apoyes a tu propia prudencia. Reconócelo en todos tus caminos y él enderezará tus veredas.
Gloria a Dios. Thank you, Lord. The word of the Lord reads, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not, that's the key word, lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all your ways, America, acknowledge him.
Mm.
See, when you get to understanding who he is, you acknowledge him, and he will shall, which means take place, direct your path. He'll do it.
Yes.
That's that Jeremiah 29 and 11.
Yes. Yes.
He has the plans for you. He knows your path. You got to get in his face, ask him, Lord, okay, I'm like done. Because all this stuff, 40 years, never worked for me. Maybe a little bit, but not really full blown. So I want to acknowledge you first, and I thank you for who you are in my life, and I want everything you have for me. Because I tried it my way like Burger King, and I just got a burger. That's all I got.
Yeah. And I read 3, 4, 5, and 6. But it's okay. But what I want to share with you is something that I want to encourage y'all who are watching. When I was first a baby Christian, I was on fire for God like I feel him now.
Amen.
And I remember Christians would tell me, oh, I remember when I was on fire like that. And it's going to be like that only in the beginning, only at first, and later it's going to die off. And you know, that made me so sad, because when I fell in love with Jesus, I started questioning, but why? So I went to my spiritual mama, Susan, and I said, is this true? Because I knew she was a believer for a long time. I said, somebody just told me that when you're on fire for God, it's just in the beginning. It's like that for everybody. But then later it goes away. I said, why? She looked at me, who told you that?
Okay.
So I would go to her and ask her. You know, so I was my spiritual mama. Now I go to the Word of God because I know what I am.
Yeah.
And back then I didn't know yet.
Right.
I was learning and growing, and I still am. And I told her, and then she goes, don't you ever receive that? No. She goes, yes, at first when you're on fire, you continue to be on fire. If you want to, it's a choice.
Yeah.
She goes, they're not on fire no more because they chose not to. But if you, Laura, continue to stay in the Word, continue to stay in His studies, continue to worship it, continue to go to the altar, continue to share the love of God, continue to just fall in love with Him, she goes, that fire will never go away. So rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And when she said that, it was just like, because I got sad for a minute, okay? I'm like, why? I don't want it to go away. And when she said that, that's it. I never listened to another, because another person tried to tell me again.
Yeah,
it's only like that at first. So I just want to encourage you. If you had that fire and it's not there no more, come back.
Come on, man.
Come back to His intimacy, to His Word, to His worship. And He never going to leave you when He finds you, and it's going to be greater than before.
That's
I just want to encourage you.
Hallelujah.
Keep going.
Thank you, Laura. So Laura set us up. She set us up for our closing scripture, which is in 2 Timothy 1 and 6. It's a setup, America, from the Holy Ghost. All right.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre es fuego. God's love letters, which is fire. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. And Timoteo 2, verso 6, capítulo 1. Su palabra dice, por lo cual te aconsejo que avives el fuego de donde Dios está en ti por la impasión de mis manos.
Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1 and 6 says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou would stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. In the NIV it reads, for this season I remind thee to fan the flame. That's exactly what you were saying. You got to fan the flame. Yes, you know your fire going out. You better fan it, okay? Fan the flame, which is a gift from God. It really is, which is, in your thoughts, the laying on of my hand. So be mindful, America, because in John 14 and 16, the Father said, I'm going to go pray to the Father.
Yes.
This is what Jesus said, that he would send you the comfort. So see, when he did that, the fire can be in you every single day, which is the Holy Spirit.
It doesn't
have
to die. It will not. He's saying his word.
I'm telling you, because it's fire.
Yes.
And it's the Holy Ghost. And
right.
It too can live, breathe, and burn in you. And what you need to be doing is letting your fire not only flame it, but it'll catch fire like a wildfire. And then everybody, and then you too can have Pentecost every day in your home, in your business.
Thank you, Blog Radio, for listening and tuning in.
Yes, in your church, you too. Because the Holy Spirit is in us. And I love it when Pastor Betty be teaching us. Listen, when we go to the church, we go in looking for God. God is in you.
Yes.
And we are the ones who are the containers of the glory.
Yes.
And when we walk in, the Holy Spirit walk in us and through us. And we be waiting on God to show up. Well, when you going to show up? Because he is in you. So be mindful, America, that this too, you too can, I mean, really be in the place of the love letters, which is fire. So we encourage you, our Blog Talk listeners, and we encourage our Facebook family and our studio audience, get in the place. New Wine Empowerment is this Friday, 6:30 to 8:30 here at the Mansion. Pastor Betty Burns is our amazing teacher.
Yes.
And if
don't
you want to learn
it.
Something
you don't
new,
want to miss it.
I'm telling you, get some revelation.
To the Mansion this Friday, 6:30.
And don't forget your, don't forget, that's right, Ella said bring some chicken. Don't forget your.
And let's fellowship. Don't let that fire die, y'all. Y'all want to stay on fire?
Yeah.
Stay surrounded by mighty men and women of God.
It.
And let me tell you, God's will be done in our lives and in your lives and in your family's life. Amen?
Hallelujah.
So yes.
Thank you guys for tuning in today. Today is an amazing day.
Yes.
Go out and love on somebody. Each one, reach one.
Yes.
Who can you encourage today? Who can you empower today?
Yes.
You know, be about the Father's business. And you too can be that girl or that guy that's on fire.
Yes. And
know?
And for anybody watching right now that doesn't know Jesus as person or Lord, Savior.
That's it.
Just ask him into your heart.
Hallelujah.
Where are you at? Just say, Jesus, because that's what I did. Come into my heart. Help me. Guide me.
Lord.
I want to know you. I don't
Thank
know how
Jesus.
To do it, but I hear that you have power, that you know how. So forgive me for any sins, God, but I need your help to take away the bondages, whatever
Hallelujah.
It is that you're struggling, because this is how I cry out to God. And I gave my heart to him. And when I did, he showed up in my neighborhood. He will show up right there where you at. He will send somebody your way. And even right then there, he will touch you. Because he said he will never leave us or forsake us. So if you're crying out to him right now, be expecting that he is going to reign in your life. He's going to bring you hope. He's going to give you salvation. And always remember John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. For he who believeth shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yeah.
And then you will have eternity forever and ever.
That's
and
it.
You will have shalom and peace here now. And it will be the new beginning in him. And then everything else will follow.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you, Laura, for that great invitation for the new life in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
So we just thank you guys so much for your love and support. Be encouraged. Remember, this Friday is God Encounters. Edward is going to fill in for Pastor Rick Pope. This your last week, Edward, filling in? Okay, we don't know. Until stay tuned. So we just want you guys to be encouraged and tune in on Monday for the men's edition. And every Tuesday at 10 a.m., we're here at our morning. Thank you, Laura Kelly.
Yes.
Love you, and we will see you guys
see you Friday.
Yes.
And see you this Friday at the New Wine Empowerment.
Yes.
Wow, we love you.
We got a double portion.